This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have a tendency to attempt to avoid redundancy, but really, redundancy is going to be necessary today when it comes to this Epstein story. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pitch to this clip of Representative Michael Turner from Ohio throwing the book, literally bringing out the book and just reading it to Robert Mueller, embarrassing him. Another devastating victory for the fake, or for people that are trying to expose the fake Russia collusion narrative. And then when we come back on the other side, I'm going to really bear down and just go over all of these headlines and connect them all. Because that's what we do here at InfoWars that nobody else does. But first, here is Representative Michael Turner throwing the book at Robert Mueller.
Jamal, I want to focus on one word in your report. It's the second to the last word in the report. It's exonerate. The report states, accordingly, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it does not exonerate him. Now, in the judiciary hearing, in your prior testimony, you've already agreed with Mr. Ratcliffe that exonerate is not a legal term, that there is not a legal test for this. So I have a question for you, Mr. Mueller. Mr. Mueller, does the Attorney General have the power or authority to exonerate? Now, what I'm putting up here is the United States Code. This is where the Attorney General gets his power, and the Constitution, and the annotated cases of these, which we've searched. We even went to your law school, because I went to Case Western, but I thought maybe your law school teaches it differently. And we got the criminal law textbook from your law school. Mr. Mueller, nowhere in these, because we had them scanned, is there a process or description on exonerate? There's no office of exoneration at the Attorney General's office. There's no certificate at the bottom of his desk. Mr. Mueller, would you agree with me that the Attorney General does not have the power to exonerate?
I'm going to pass on that.
Why?
Because it embroils us in a legal discussion, and I'm not prepared to do a legal discussion in that arena.
Well, Mr. Mueller, you would not disagree with me when I say that there is no place that the Attorney General has the power to exonerate, and he's not been given that authority. You would not.
Again, I'm not going to. I take your question.
Great. Well, the one thing that I guess is that the Attorney General probably knows that he can't exonerate either. And that's the part that kind of confuses me. Because if the Attorney General doesn't have the power to exonerate, then you don't have the power to exonerate. And I believe he knows he doesn't have the power to exonerate. And so this is the part that I don't understand. If your report is to the Attorney General, and the Attorney General doesn't have the power to exonerate, and he does not, and he knows that you do not have that power, you don't have to tell him that you're not exonerating the president. He knows this already. So then that kind of changed the context of the report.
No, we included in the report for exactly that reason. He may not know it, and he should know it.
So you believe that the attorney, Bill Barr, believes that somewhere in the hallways of the Department of Justice there's an office of exoneration?
No, that's not what I said.
Well, I believe he knows, and I don't believe you put that in there for Mr. Barr. I think you put that in there for exactly what I'm going to discuss next. And that is, so the Washington Post yesterday, when speaking of your report, the article said Trump could not be exonerated of trying to obstruct the investigation itself. Trump could not be exonerated. Now, that statement is correct, Mr. Mueller, isn't it, in that no one can be exonerated? The reporter wrote this. This reporter can't be exonerated. Mr. Mueller, you can't be exonerated. In fact, in our criminal justice system, there is no power or authority to exonerate. Now, this is my concern, Mr. Mueller. This is the headline on all of the news channels while you were testifying today. Mueller, Trump was not exonerated. Now, Mr. Mueller, what you know is that this can't say Mueller exonerated Trump. Because you don't have the power or authority to exonerate Trump. You had no more power to declare him exonerated than you have the power to declare him Anderson Cooper. So the problem that I have here is that since there's no one in the criminal justice system that has that power, the president pardons, he doesn't exonerate. Courts and juries don't declare innocent, they declare not guilty. They don't even declare exoneration. The statement about exoneration is misleading, and it's meaningless, and it colors this investigation one word out of the entire portion of your report, and it's a meaningless word that has no legal meaning, and it has colored your entire
report. The gentleman has expired.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I got $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in, so I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality product. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. I think my kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Well, sir, let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on a toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader. Because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that, where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. So thanks for the support.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, it is certainly one of the most epic times in human history. You may not be able to see it or recognize it now, but history will recognize it. And I'm so glad that this is where I ended up, because, boy, it'd be a shame to miss this one, wouldn't it? It'd be a shame to miss this show. It'd be a shame to miss this boat. But yet here we are, broadcasting live out of the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay out all the headlines for you, just to, again, present you the waterfront of information today so that we can dissect it throughout the broadcast. But there is so much to get to. What is the most important? Well, that, I guess, is up to you. But each stack of news here today has its own level of importance. Now, I'm going to pivot away from the domestic news for 1 second so that you can see how worldwide, I mean, this is not just a phenomenon happening in the West and America. Once again, we're kind of, I mean, it's the West and it's America that is spearheading all of this, that is creating the momentum, that is creating the energy, that is knocking down the dominoes for all of this other news to happen, which, let me hit that and then back to the domestic news. Beijing strikes ominous tone, saying military could intervene in Hong Kong. So you've got Hong Kong protests happening for weeks now, and they're actually organizing and effective, and they're not going after, you know, private businesses or anything like that. They're going into government buildings, and it's gotten so out of control. Some of the footage you see between police and citizens battling, it's, I mean, all, you know, it's close to a civil war if citizens had weapons. They just have to use, you know, sticks and clubs and stuff. But that's not all. China-Russia joint exercise sends message to Washington. They had a joint exercise. Japan claimed that they went into their territory and fired warning shots at them, 360 rounds, warning flares. Russia denied any of that happened. And then, of course, North Korea fired a short-range ballistic missile that landed in the Sea of Japan. So you got all that going on. Now, China is threatening to invade Taiwan. This is a major development. So China is going for full control. President Xi has more power than Mao Zedong had. And he's threatening to invade Taiwan, threatening to use police force to shut down Hong Kong protests. And man, let me tell you, folks, Russia is like the crown jewel right now.
it's like the, you know, the princess that still has her maidenhead, and it's like China and America are battling for it, and Trump is the only one in D.C. trying to have a good relationship with Russia, also having a good relationship with China, but, like, everybody gets the geopolitics that's well-informed. Russia is the crown jewel that's going to align the axis of power. If they go with China, then Iran strengthens itself, and if they go with America, then the West is pretty much, it's U.S. foreign policy dominates. Let's go on. U.S. warships sail through strategic Taiwan Strait. So there you go. Not to mention China's literally building islands and arming them. And then how about the arrogance from Apple to remove a manufacturing plant from Texas to China, and then they ask the U.S. government to give them a tariff exemption? So you're going to move production out of America to China, and then you're going to say, hey, we're going to do this for free, screw America. And you know what's sad? I bet they get that exemption. I hope Trump doesn't give it to them. And then you have Britain also sending warships to escort tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, where tankers are being commandeered and firebombed and everything. So all kinds of tensions across the pond. JP Morgan warns dollar could lose status as world dominant currency. You got to wonder about that. Is JP Morgan signaling something? Is that what they want to happen, and why? Now, let's get back to the developing news here in America. Bombshell yesterday. This is so bombshell, you almost wonder if this Epstein stuff is being used to distract you from this. Google punishes whistleblowing engineer with administrative leave. So a head engineer of Google, top executive, does an exclusive interview with James O'Keefe at Project Veritas and basically gives you the layout how Google is trying to manipulate elections and using their big tech, powerful tech, and reach to manipulate millions. It's been studied by Dr. Robert Epstein that Google's algorithms could manipulate up to 10 million votes. No hearings, no investigations, nothing until now. Antitrust investigations just now opening up. So that's developing. But all the election meddling, right? Oh, it's Russia. Oh, it's Trump. No, it's Google. It's the Democrats. It's Obama. They all colluded to do this. This is how they seize power and don't tell anybody. But you had the Mueller testimony. Listen to some of these headlines. We'll play the clips later. Confused-looking Mueller repeatedly asked for questions to be repeated. Soft-spoken Mueller warns of ongoing election interference, criticizes Trump. Yeah, he exposed himself as a deep state operative, or worse. I'll explain that. This is painful. Pundits question Mueller's frail performance at hearing. Mueller's testimony equals end of any Trump impeachment talk. Bill Maher tells Democrats, go home, guys, following disastrous Mueller testimony. Yeah, and Michael Moore is bragging, saying, I told you so, Mueller's a joke. Mueller, no Russia exoneration for Trump despite claims. People are now alleging, did Mueller even write the report? Did he read the report? He didn't seem to know anything inside of it. Robert Mueller delivered the goods. Will Dems feast on them? That's the Daily Beast, just the daily pile of crap trying to build up this report as a success. Did Mueller lie about why he didn't indict Trump? I think Mueller lied about a lot of stuff, but he may not even know it. Again, I'll explain that. House Judiciary Panel lawsuit to enforce subpoena of Don McGahn. That's going to be their new name. It's been Cohen. It's been Avenatti. It's been this. It's been Manafort. It's been Stone. It's been that. McGahn is going to be the new name that they use to try to breathe any gasoline into the fire of this fake news. But folks are now wondering about this Mueller character. Was he pretending to be weak and frail and feeble like an Alzheimer's patient yesterday? Or what if I had Russian intelligence sources tell me that Mueller has been nothing more than a front man this whole time who's been suffering from Alzheimer's-like problems, and he's just been a front man. He didn't write the report. He has no idea what's going on. He's just being used as a name and a face. I'm just saying, these are what the rumors are. I don't know. We all saw what happened yesterday. It was a disaster. Now, apparently Bob Mueller's never heard of Fusion GPS. Now, that to me has to be a lie, or he didn't do the investigation at all, because there's no way. And then you had Democrats using Fusion GPS to get Russian intelligence. That was highlighted. Now using Fusion GPS to link Trump to Epstein. That's their big reach right now. They can't do it. Was Trump with Epstein? Yes. Was everybody with Epstein? Yes. So they can't use that, and they don't have the blackmail on Trump. Say whatever you want about the guy. He's not diddling little kids like the rest of them were that they could blackmail. That's the big difference. Now, let's go down these headlines. Jeffrey Epstein visited Clinton White House multiple times in the early 90s. Bill Clinton lied, said he never knew anything about it. Jeffrey Epstein paid $18 million for a second island and is still building a compound while in prison. And then, of course, you saw the news today. Epstein found hurt in fetal position in New York City cell. Nearly unconscious, alleged assault or possible suicide attempt or trying to get a transfer. Prosecutors reveal new child sex allegation against key Mueller witness George Nader. Not just Nader connection to Mueller, but connected to the Bushes, connected to Obama, all of them. And then you look at the Epstein jail cell partner, interesting history there. An FBI agent commits suicide in Austin that was investigating the Clintons. Holy smokes! This is the InfoWar!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence. Poly Grip. Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise. Polydent.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Troyer's taking over next segment, but here is a segment from Tucker Carlson that knocks it out of the park, just showing what a hoax and a facade Robert Mueller was from the beginning and how it's emblematic of this whole system being based on hoaxes backed up by the corporate media, and now the facade is blown completely over.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Never meet your heroes. That's how the saying goes. They'll only disappoint you. Well, that's true, by the way. As Democrats across the country learned the hard way today, former special counsel Robert Mueller testified on Capitol Hill this morning. If you watch the other cable channels, you're probably accustomed to thinking of Robert Mueller as a kind of progressive superhero sent here from on high to do battle with the diabolical Mr. Orange on behalf of the forces of light and justice. Hollywood literally produced a comic book about Robert Mueller. That's how convinced they were of his power and goodness. Single-handedly, Robert Mueller was going to save America. And then came the long, sad spectacle of today. Here's the actual Robert Mueller, caught without his cape and mask, squirming under the cold light of television cameras.
When discussing the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting, you referenced, quote, the firm that produced the Steele reporting, unquote. The name of that firm was Fusion GPS. Is that correct?
And you're on page 103?
103, that's correct, volume 2.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's not a trick question. It was Fusion GPS.
Not familiar with Fusion GPS. Well, it turns out that if you're watching this show right now, you almost certainly know more about the Russia investigation than the man who led the Russia investigation. You know that Fusion GPS is the Democratic oppo firm that paid Christopher Steele to produce the Trump dossier. Fusion GPS is the reason we're talking about Russia right now. In fact, Fusion GPS is the reason we had a Mueller investigation in the first place. But, of course, you knew that because you're paying attention. Somehow, Robert Mueller himself did not know that. What does that say about Robert Mueller? Well, this isn't a medical program, so we're not going to speculate about it. What we can say for certain, though, is that Robert Mueller never should have been testifying before Congress today. He didn't want to come. He came because Democrats forced him. They knew his condition. They were happy to exploit him anyway, and they did. To the left, the individual is always far less important than the mission, and the mission never changes, acquiring political power. Watch the congenitally shameless Jerry Nadler of New York use Mueller as a kind of human backboard. Throw the question, get it back.
So the report did not conclude that he did not commit obstruction of justice. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And what about total exoneration? Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Now, in fact, your report expressly states that it does not exonerate the president.
It does.
Mueller did not exonerate the president. That was the headline on CNN today. Of course it was the headline. And that was the point of asking the question in the first place, to create a headline. Unmentioned was the fact that prosecutors don't exonerate anyone, ever. Prosecutors charge people with crimes, or they don't. That's the full scope of their power. Only God exonerates. The whole thing was a dishonest word game. Moments later, in fact, Robert Mueller conceded that his was the first Justice Department investigation in history to claim that its unindicted subject was not exonerated.
Can you give me an example other than Donald Trump where the Justice Department determined that an investigated person was not exonerated because innocence was not conclusively determined?
I cannot, but this is a unique situation.
Okay, well, you can't. Time is short. I've got 5 minutes. Let's just leave it at you can't find it because I'll tell you why. It doesn't exist.
That was probably the high point of the day for everyone, everyone participating, everyone watching at home. Most of the rest of the time, it was depressing to watch. Mueller seemed deeply confused, at times confused about why he was there. Repeatedly, he struggled just to hear the questions he was being asked. When he did hear them, his answers often revealed he was not familiar at all with the report that bears his name.
Collusion and conspiracy are essentially synonymous terms, correct?
No.
If no, on page 180 of volume 1 of your report, you wrote, as defined in legal dictionaries, collusion is largely synonymous with conspiracy, as that crime is set forth in the General Federal Conspiracy Statute 18 U.S.C. 371. I'm reading your report, sir. It's a yes or no answer.
Page 180?
Page 180, volume 1. Okay. This was from your report.
Correct. And I leave it with the report.
So the report says, yes, they are synonymous. Yes. Hopefully, for finally, out of your own report, we can put to bed the collusion and conspiracy.
It went on like this for more than 6 excruciating hours. We hope you were doing something else today. We can tell you, though, that over 200 times, Mueller simply declined to answer the question at all. Repeatedly, he said that critical questions central to the Russia investigation weren't in his purview.
Do you have any basis, as you sit here today, to believe that Steele was lying?
As I said before, I'll say again, it's not my purview. Others are investigating what you
So it's not your purview to look into whether or not Steele's lying. It's not your purview to look into whether or not anti-Trump Russians are lying to Steele. And it's not your purview to look at whether or not Glenn Simpson was meeting with the Russians the day before and the day after you write 3,500 words about the Trump campaign meeting.
So given what we've already said about Mr. Mueller, we don't want to be cruel here, but we also want to be clear about what he's indicating. Mueller just told us that he doesn't know if Christopher Steele is lying about the basis of the entire Russia investigation. Nope, he doesn't know. And by the way, he doesn't care. Keep in mind, Robert Mueller is the very same man who, as of right now, is trying to send Roger Stone to prison for the rest of his life for telling minor and totally irrelevant lies, allegedly, that hurt no one. But he doesn't care to know if Christopher Steele is lying about the most important question in the investigation, which he's dedicated 2.5 years of his life. Huh. It's enough to shake your faith, actually, if you think about it for a minute. By the end of the day, even partisan Democrats had to admit that Mueller's testimony had been a complete debacle.
As they were using him for clarity, he'd somehow fog it up.
But he'd
and it. How he would do certain things. And so, look, on optics, this was a disaster.
She was the ball advanced.
No. Impeachment's over.
Today, he was a witness. And he frankly wasn't a really good witness because he declined to answer, by my count, over 100 times.
I thought he was boring. I thought in some cases he was sort of evasive. I thought it really was a very ineffective defense of his own work.
Look, from the Democratic perspective, to me so far, it's been a bit of a bust.
A lot of Democrats in particular used the D word and branded this a disaster early on.
At the very least, we now know the truth about Robert Mueller, a mysterious prosecutor with unchecked power, revealed at last to be a daft old man blinking in the sunlight once his curtain was torn away. It was a sad coda to the long and ridiculous Russia saga. An absurd story for certain, but not a harmless story, hardly. This years-long charade deeply hurt this country. It corrupted our most important institutions. It divided our people. But worst of all, it distracted all of us from our real problems, which are legion. Get in the car tomorrow morning and drive 5 hours in any direction in this country. Stop frequently. Look around. How's America doing, do you think? Now remember that all the sadness you just saw on your drive, the drug zombies and the homeless people, the payday loan places, the boarded up buildings, all the slow motion disasters unfolding unmistakably all around us, all of that has been completely ignored for years in favor of some stupid invented story about Russian spies that never even made sense and didn't even happen.
Subscribestar.com/AlexJones.
That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribe star, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now. We're very excited to be involved at Subscribestar. So be sure and join me at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information. You will see videos. You will see articles. You will see documents you won't see anywhere else at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Filling in for Alex today. We will most likely hear from Alex again before the end of the broadcast with all of this breaking, developing, important news. But right now, we are joined by Joe Biggs. This is a man, a veteran, a reporter, a journalist, a commentator who has experienced censorship in his own right, getting banned all across social media, and now
They're going after his ability to engage in commerce. And I believe he's now been hit on Venmo and PayPal. And I do think they've even gone after his bank account in the past, too. So Joe Biggs joins us now. Joe, what are they telling you over there? You're a bad man. You're a thought criminal. How dare you? How dare you be a proud American? So you're not allowed to engage in commerce.
Yeah, like Venmo and PayPal both sent me emails about 30 minutes apart, like 7:30. And then I got one at 8 a.m. saying that I've been kicked off both platforms for misusing their platform. Like, you know, Venmo, I use to send money to my child, and my mom and I use it. She's going through cancer stuff and all that. We just found out she had cancer. I actually found out today she beat it. So thank God. But we've been using it for stuff like that.
Praise the Lord for that. But how sad is that, that they would try to stop you from sending money to your mother who's battling cancer and now beat it? I mean, that's what I'm saying. People don't understand what this censorship does in real life. They don't think about the commerce aspect. They don't think about the communication aspect. I mean, I'm just glad that, you know, that was concluded before they did this to you.
I mean, here's the thing, though. I mean, I honestly don't think some of these companies are even really realizing what's going on. You have these algorithms, from what I hear when I talk to a lot of these tech people, and it's this mob mentality. I mean, I've been banned from Twitter now for a month. And people are sending me screenshots every day like, hey, Joe Biggs only has Instagram left and PayPal left. Let's get him there. So you have all these people. So what we have to find out, like, what is this magical number? And then who does it go to? There's just some kid sitting there that goes, oh, well, Joe's reached a magical number of complaints. Well, he has to go now. You know, instead of actually looking and seeing what's going on. I mean, if you look at my Venmo, it goes money for baby, money for diapers. You know, that's it, because you have to say what you're sending it for. Money for mom, you know, cancer, whatever, you know. So, you know, I obviously violated nothing there, but there's these groups of people with Antifa and all that that get on there and they start reporting. And then these algorithms just pick it up and they go, okay, you got to go. Bye. All right. See you later. You know, that's what happens when you take the human aspect away from stuff. But then also we've become so polarized that people aren't even acting human anymore too. So it's really hard to tell. I mean, it's just, you know, I guess it's good for these other companies. You know, look, I mean, there's Cash App. All these other people are going to pick up slack, you know, and then eventually people, even on the left, are going to get censored. You know, I'm now one of the most banned people. I'm up there with Alex, Gavin, Milo, and Laura, and Enrique. You know, I've literally got like one more thing left to go through. And after that, it's like I got to hail cabs and chase people down the road if I want to get down, you know, across the city or anything like that. If I want to share something, I have to call someone else with social media to put it up for me. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous.
Well, and I think you're onto something here. It's these left wing outrage mobs that just get together, and I guess maybe there's hundreds, maybe there's thousands. They probably have bots too. I mean, the Krasenstein bros got caught with bots. And so they use these things to flag you or your post or this or that, and then I guess there's a magic number or something maybe in the algorithm that, you know, turns it over. I think you're definitely onto something with that. So it's like, I mean, conservatives aren't we don't operate on these low frequencies like these liberal progressive Democrats do. So we don't want to band together and say, all right, everybody, let's get thousands of us to go report this person or this tweet or this or that like they do. I know they've done it to you. They've done it to me. But it's like, imagine if we did that, though. Like, there'd be nothing left. It'd be like this whole henpecking competition of who's got the most bots and the most losers to sit on their computer and report crap all day.
See, this is the thing, though, and I think we've been asking the wrong questions to these tech giants when we have these hearings and things like that. You know, we ask them, hey, are you guys openly, you know, going after conservatives, things like that? And they can sit there and honestly say no, because they're not sitting there seeking it out, but they have these mobs going after people.
The question is, they just blame the algorithm. They just say, oh, yeah, it's just the algorithm.
What's the algorithm, but what's the magic number? And that's what I was talking to my buddy Will Chamberlain about earlier from Human Events. You know, what is this magical number that we have? Because Instagram's been booting my pictures, a picture of me and a group of Proud Boys, a picture of me and my daughter. They said it violated terms and services. And then one of my dogs said that it was violent. It was taken down. It was just a cute little puppy, a shih tzu. Apparently those things are violent, though, but
You know, like
well,
one more.
Those they may have more, some Russian lineage, so you got to be careful there. But honestly,
but, you know, like one more of these, and I'm done. That's it. Instagram's gone. And if you look at Twitter, then you like you search my name, people are like going, "Hey, find his profile. It's SSG Biggs," and keep reporting, keep reporting, keep reporting. I've had to make my pages private now. I can't go up in followers, and now I have to like carefully scan anybody I let into my Instagram life because it's like the last outs. That I have.
But see,
to, like,
this is what this is why they don't want people like Joe Biggs or Alex Jones or anybody at these tech meetings or at these summits because, quite frankly, we're asking the hardcore questions that demand answers. They want some blockhead up there that's going to smile and you know, oh, like we love you, social media. Like, please stop censoring us. Like, it could be fun for all of us. And then they just ignore the real censorship going on because yeah. they've never had to deal with it. Just but some blockhead.
The White House social media summit.
Like, I'm not even, but it's like, these are good people.
That were banned. I mean, they didn't even have people that were banned. Yeah, they're good people. They toe the line and they say the just the right stuff that doesn't push anything. I mean, it's like,
it's the ones that are looked to as leaders that have the biggest following, that are the biggest blockheads, because they know, yeah, Joe is going to say, hey, look, here's real censorship. Here's how it's happening to me. By the way, you know, conservative blockhead over there. Have you ever been censored from using a bank account? Have you ever been censored from commerce? Did you get your funding to your child cut off because you're a politics? No. Have you been banned from YouTube? Can you stop monetizing on Facebook? No. So how can they ever really address the issues when they don't really hear them? And I'm not sure if there are gatekeepers involved in this or if it's just they want people who are going to play nice and, okay, let's all have a tea party. But this is why they don't want people like Joe Biggs speaking out on a national platform about the censorship, because Joe will raise the real issues. Joe has been really victimized, just like Alex Jones.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's you know when the stuff happens to you, it makes you think. You know, it makes you think because it hasn't happened to you. Once it happens to you, you start understanding that there's got to be a pattern to this. You know, so that's why I really think there's this number that has.
And why
to be
do they hate Joe Biggs? Because Joe Biggs is a veteran who is going to organize thousands of veterans and police officers and patriots to stand up to the Antifa bullies. Let's pivot for a second here, Joe. That's why they want you on social media, because you're actually organizing patriots that are not going to be bullied and intimidated anymore.
I've been FaceTiming with a couple of Portland police officers and some officers that work in corrections facilities, and I know they are because they actually showed me their badges and IDs to prove who they were. And just said, thank God that people are coming out there to stand up to it. They said, you have no idea how deep Antifa runs in the government there locally in Portland. They said it is like a cancer. And they said people are just kind of scared to be normal people. But I mean, you know, these people literally run every ounce of that city. And they're glad that people are coming and standing up to it. You know, we're not calling for violence. We're simply coming as a show of force to look them in the eye, that evil, and go, you know what? We've had enough. And you're not going to do this crap anymore. And if you do, we're going to continue to come. We're going to get right in your face. And eventually you're going to have to answer for it.
Yeah, you got Ted Cruz calling for a RICO investigation into Antifa. But it's going to be just like last time, Joe. I mean, look, the police, you know, they don't want to get their hands dirty dealing with this stuff because they don't know where it could go sour. And so when they have thousands of patriots organized behind them, that empowers them to do their job when the government wouldn't.
Yep, exactly.
So that's everything. So I don't know if you can even follow Joe Biggs anymore. Maybe he'll be on a street corner doing push-ups or something, because that's like the last place he's allowed to operate. So Joe Biggs will be on the street corner doing push-ups for dollars because he's banned on the internet because he's a thought criminal.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, if you got to see Clown World Round 1, the Democrat debates, I can only imagine what is coming up for Clown World Round 2, where you're going to have candidates who are polling at 0%, like Beto O'Rourke, still on the debate stage because they just can't get enough of themselves. They got to speak some Spanish. They got to hate on America. They got to tell you Orange Man bad. So the good news is, because you can't get the coverage anywhere else, Clown World Round 2, Meet America's Real Enemies. The live streams will be at Infowars.com/show. Cover starts at 8 p.m., and that's July 30th and 31st. So that's coming up next week. Clown World Round 2. Cover starts at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern at Infowars.com/show. It's the Clown World Round 2. The Democrat debates. Who can speak the most Spanish? Who can offer the most free goodies? Who can hate America and Orange Man the most? We find out next week. It's the clown world. We're just living in it. But seriously, can you imagine how out of control this one's going to be? The last one was insane. I think here's the leading edge if you really want to be a progressive liberal Democrat. I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. And if one of the Democrat candidates want to pick this up, you know, I think it's perfectly fine. We keep offering, as the Democrats, we keep offering all this free stuff. Free college, free health care, a free back massage, whatever. Well, I got a new angle that could change everything. Why not just make monopoly money count? I think that's what the Democrats need to do next. Say, monopoly dollars are now good for any purchase. And so if you need to have, you know, surgery or you want to go to college or whatever, just use monopoly money. And it's perfectly fine. Just monopoly money. In fact, and then if Hasbro is smart, they'll start making monopoly checks. You can start cutting monopoly checks. And now everybody wins. So we don't have to give anything away for free. We're just making monopoly money count now. So that's the next Democrat platform if one of these guys wants to win. I mean, Yang, you know, Marianne Williamson, it's all about love and free money, so. But hey, Biden, though, oh, creepy Uncle Joe, poor guy. He says he's going to be less polite at the second debate. That means, Joe, you're crashing and burning really quick, and we need you to pick it up, and people are sick of the PC, so we're going to go ahead and say, you know, quit shutting up when your time is up. He says, being less polite. But, oh, the fake polls never stop, do they? Joe Biden is allegedly beating Trump in Ohio. Yeah. Sure he is. Joe Biden is currently beating Trump in Ohio, and I am an astronaut. Joe Biden is currently beating Trump in Ohio, and I am the Easter Bunny. Joe Biden is currently beating Trump in Ohio, and I am Peter Rabbit. No, this is another fake poll. Joe Biden couldn't beat a drum in Ohio. But hey, this is just the Democrat clown world that we put up with. Now, it is truly incredible. Everything we do here at InfoWars, I want to thank the great crew that is always working. I want to thank the audience that is always supporting us, praying for us, because it is honestly a miracle we're even able to host these extended broadcasts, that we're even able to hire the crew, that we're even able to find crew that works as hard as this crew and is so dedicated. And then, of course, the miracle of your support at InfoWarsStore.com, the miracle of your prayers praying for us so that we can beat all the attacks that try to shut us down. And then what is the victory lap? What is the result? What is the outcome? What is the accomplishment? We bring you extended coverage, and we do live coverage of the Democrat debates, the clown world, round two. But again, this is all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and cross lines here, because I'm actually so excited about this. I want the audience to know. So I'm going to go ahead and cross lines around here. Now, the Alex Jones Show has been around for decades. This is the big audience. A couple years ago, Alex expanded here, and we have the David Knight Show every morning, starting at 8 a.m., going right up to the Alex Jones Show, and then I take over with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central to 6 weeknights, and we do specials exclusively for my audience on the War Room, but I'm going to cross lines, and I'm going to give you the special, the War Room special right now, here on the Alex Jones Show, because I think this is the most I'm so excited about this. Now, we've told you about the fluoride in the water. We've told you about the toxins in the water. You've seen the studies. You've seen the science. You've seen the news. We sell the best water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. So you can fight the bad halogen of fluoride being in the water and all the other toxins too. But let's just focus on fluoride here because we know it is a neurotoxin. And so what do we say? Well, how can we fight this? We can give you the best nascent iodine, which is the good halogen that fights the fluoride, the bad halogen, and we're going to sell that to you at InfoWarsStore.com, nascent iodine, Survival Shield X2, the best, also Survival Shield X3, for daily use. And then we say, But we also need to stop this at the source. You need to filter your water. We sell you the best water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. There's multiple different kinds of water filters, too. So you can pick which one you think works best for you, the size, the filter capacity, the filtration type, and everything. But you don't think about the one other way that toxic fluoride-infested water gets into you, and that is in the shower. Now, your skin is your largest organ, and it's absorbing everything that it takes in for the most part, but there is a filter level there between your skin and what gets consumed, obviously. But you don't think about the fact you're taking a hot shower, that steam is rising up, you're now breathing in that air. And so we're offering, exclusively with coupon code WARROOM at checkout, all ProPure shower filters 15% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So you may be filtering your drinking water. You're taking the good halogen, nascent iodine. Are you still bathing in toxic water? And if the answer is yes, now is the time to change that. We've got multiple shower heads all filtered with the ProPure technology at InfoWarsStore.com. But I suggest the ProPure Chrome Plus shower filter with ProMax. I am so excited about this. I just installed it at my house. I had an older model of a filtered water head, shower head, and the water pressure just wasn't that great. So I've always been nervous to get another shower filter, but I installed the ProPure Chrome Plus shower filter in my home over the weekend, and I cannot be more thrilled. And so I went to the marketing department, and I do a special every month on the War Room at InfoWars.com/show, and I canceled the other special we had for the month of July so that I could start this special for the month of August early, because that's how exciting I am about this. When I get a product from InfoWarsStore.com that I know works and I get excited about it, that's what I want to talk about. That's what I want to tell you to buy. So 15% off all shower filters, but I suggest going with the ProPure Chrome Plus shower filter with ProMax. Five different functions on the shower head. It's got the extendable hose, the filtration capacity from 6 months minimum. It's just incredible. And the water pressure. That was always my biggest thing, is I need the big water pressure. Yes, I'm like Seinfeld with Kramer and Seinfeld when he needs the shower head that is used for cleaning elephants in the zoo. That's kind of how I am. I'm not quite an elephant at the zoo, but I need the water pressure. And this, you lose no water pressure. In fact, I gained water pressure. I was stunned. I literally gained water pressure when I put this thing on my shower pipe. So get the new shower filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the ProPure with the ProMax. That's the best one. This shower head, just the shower head with the five different functions and the water pressure, will cost you at least $100 at the department store. That's not even with the filter capacity. This is the filtered capacity, five different heads, total water pressure, and at, we normally sell at $95, but 15% off. 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's the top of the line. There's other shower heads you can check out. They're all filtered. Filter the fluoride out of your shower water so that you're not breathing it in and having it on your skin. It's the last level. It's the top level to filter yourself from the fluoridated water. 15% off with coupon code WARROOM at checkout. Your filtered water head at InfoWarsStore.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.